Today's shir is Masech to Pesachim Daf Nun Hey. We will begin Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, 16 lines above the wide lines. Darish Rava, Mu'ubrais Umenikais, women who are pregnant and are nursing, Mis'anois, fast on Tisha B'Av Umashlimis B'Av, and they have to complete the fast. Kederach Shemis'anois Umashlimis B'Yom Kippurim, just like they have to eat, fast, and complete the fast on Yom Kippur, Ubeinishmash Shalai Asr, and on the Beinishmashes, on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's Asr to eat, Bekenam Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. And that's something Rabbi Yochanan said. As we were completing yesterday's shir, we discussed the halacha of Beinishmashes on Erev Tisha B'Av, and here our Gemara teaches us that the Beinishmashes of Erev Tisha B'Av is Asr to eat. And also that on Tisha B'Av, pregnant women and nursing women have to fast. However, in other fast days, they do not have to fast. However, the Ramah says that if they are not in pain by fasting, then they should fast. And he says, the Ramah says that women, even pregnant and nursing women, are machmer to fast. However, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if they feel that they're weak, they should not fast. But he does say that even if they're weak and they're not fasting, they should certainly not eat like they eat on a regular day. They should only eat what they need to eat. Ask the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan say that Tisha B'Av already begins by Banish Moshes? From Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av Eina Ketanet Tzibur, Tisha B'Av is not like Ketanet Tzibur, my love, Leben HaShemoshes. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan mean by going to Ben HaShemoshes that on the Ketanet Tzibur, Ben HaShemoshes will be Osir, and on Tisha B'Av it will be Mutter? Says the Gemara, Loi. What Rabbi Yochanan meant, what the Braisa and Rabbi Yochanan mean, is Lamalacha, regarding work. That's what Rabbi Yochanan means, that Yom Tisha B'Av is not like at Ketanet Tzibur, that even though on a Ketanet Tzibur we may not work, on Tisha B'Av we may work. It only depends on a minig, as we learned in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, Melacha, is Rabbi Yochanan coming to teach us what the halacha is regarding work? Tanina, that we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Makom Shenagu Lachas Melacha B'Tisha B'Av Oisim, where does a minig to do Melacha on Tisha B'Av one may work? Makom Shenagu Shloi Lachas Ein Oisim, and where there's a minig not to do work, you may not do work. The feeler of Shimon Gamliel, Iram Shimon Gamliel, who says that people should not work on Tisha B'Av, Lo Yomer El Dechiyosuv Lo Yovid Lo Yemechse Kiyara, that if somebody doesn't work, it doesn't look like he's acting arrogant. Look, I'm better, I don't work on Tisha B'Av. Avemeis Lo Yosir, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel never said that it's actually Osir to do work on Tisha B'Av. El Ma Enikatinet Sibur, what it means when it, that we say that Tisha B'Av is not like Ketanet Tzibur is regarding Tfilas Nila. As the Gemara Masech, the Tainus explains, on the Tainus Tzibur that they proclaimed because there was a drought or any other need to decree a Tainus Tzibur, they added another Tfilah that day to Davim Tfilas Nila, like we do on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, then a Tainus Tzibur we Davim Nila, and on Tisha B'Av we don't Davim Nila. Ask the Gemara, for Homer Rabbi Yochanan, for Levai Shispal Odom Kalayom Kuloi, didn't Rabbi Yochanan teach us Masech the Brachos, how Levai a person should daven the whole day? And as Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a person could always daven an extra tefillah. So if he could always daven an extra tefillah, he could also daven it on Tisha B'Av. So that can't be the difference between Tisha B'Av and the Ta'anit Tzibur. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says that when Rabbi Yochanan Masechta Brachos said "Levai shispal adam kol hayom kuloi," he meant that if somebody has a suffik, if he davened or he didn't daven, so says Rabbi Yochanan, "Levai shispal adam kol hayom kuloi," and he could daven even though he might have davened already. Or if somebody already davened and now he comes to shul with a davening, so the halacha is that Rav Yochanan says he could daven again if he adds something into his new tefillah. V'levai shispal adam kol hayom kulay. But not that Rav Yochanan holds, says Tosfos, that a person could add tefillahs. So then, according to that, what's the Gemara's question? Explains Tosfos that the Gemara's question is like this. Since Rav Yochanan established a concept of levai shispal adam kol hayom kulay, that a levai person should daven all the time, and if there's any reason why he should daven again, he should daven again. So we see that you could always daven when you feel there's a need. So Tisha B'Av also, which is like a tiny sibur, if a person feels that he wants to daven, Nihila should be allowed to daven. So that can't be the difference between Tisha B'Av and tiny sibur. Says the Gemara, Hosam Chayva, Hocha Rishos. Even if you allow to daven the Nihila and Tisha B'Av, according to Rashi's approach or Tosfos' approach, you're not obligated. On Tanit Sibur, you have to. Vibay Sahima, my enik Tanit Sibur, what does it mean when Rav Yochanan says the Tisha B'Av is not like a Tanit Sibur? Less than for Arba. As the Gemara Masechta Tainus explains that in the Chazaros Hashatz of the Tfilas on Tanit Sibur, they added six more brachas, and the Gemara is teaching us that that is only by a Tanit Sibur, not by Tisha B'Av. A pop up a Mayan and Tanit Sibur. What does it mean it's not like a Tanit Sibur? And it's Kirishoinus. It's not like the first series, the first set of Tanit Sibur, where somebody is allowed to eat at night, and certainly during Ben Shemashus. Elokach Roinus. While we're comparing Tisha B'Av to the second set of Tanit Sibur, where eating is permitted only during day. And Ben Shemashus, it's Asur. And the Gemara is now telling us that Tisha B'Av will have the same halacha, that it'll be Asur to eat on Ben Shemashus of Erev Tisha B'Av. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Ein Ben Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, there is no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, El Shezes Fekei Asur, during Yom Kippur, a time of doubt is Asur. V'zves sveikim mutter, and by Tisha B'Av it's mutter. And as we learned yesterday, my sveikim mutter, what does the Brice ostensibly mean when it says sveikim mutter? Lav ben hashmash shaloi. Doesn't mean to teach us that ben hashmashes of Erev Tisha B'Av one may continue eating. Says the Gemara, Amar Shesh B'Rei Dravidi, what it meant is l'kfiya d'yarcha. And again, as we learned in the previous year, a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos what kviya d'yarcha means. Rashi explained kviya d'yarcha means that if somebody doesn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, he would have to owe 2 days of Yom Kippur. However, by Tisha B'Av, if he wasn't sure exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, Av was, he would not have to hold 2 days of Tisha B'Av. Tosfos' approach is that that we never hold 2 days of Yom Kippur because we're not exactly sure when Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah was. Rather, it's talking about somebody who's traveling and lost track of the calendar. That by Tisha B'Av, he would only have to hold 1 day for Tisha B'Av, and by Yom Kippur, he'll have to hold 2 days of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Halachol Dvarim, that means for everything else, Zevzeh Shavim. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are the same. Messiah Leila Rabbi Lazar, this supports what Rabbi Lazar said. Dom Rabbi Lazar, Asr Leila Adam Shiyoshir Etzboya B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av, a person not allowed to even put his finger into water on Tisha B'Av, Kederach Shasr Lehoshir Etzboya B'Yom Kippurim, just like he's not allowed to put his finger into water on Yom Kippur. Because we're saying that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are the same. Meisvei asked the Gemara from the following Braisa on Rabbi Lazar. It says in the Braisa, Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'Tanit Sibur. There is no difference between Tisha B'Av and Tanit Sibur. El Shizeh Osu Basis Malacha. On a Tanit Sibur, you're not allowed to work. V'zeh Hota Basis Malacha B'Makam Shinagu. And this, on Tisha B'Av, in a place where it is accustomed to work, you're allowed to work. Hol L'Chol Dvarim. It means for every other din. Zeh V'zeh Shavim. And we learned, regarding the halacha, regarding washing on a Tanit Sibur, when Chazal said washing is prohibited on Tanit Sibur, they only meant that the entire body may not be washed on a Tanit Sibur. Just wash the face the hands, the feet, loy. There is no problem to do that on a Tanis Sibur. And we're saying that Tisha B'Av has the same din as a Tanis Sibur. So now we need to understand, is Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur, and washing or even putting one's finger into water is prohibited? Or is Tisha B'Av like a Tanis Sibur, where only taking an entire body bath is asur, but pun of Yad of Raglav is mutter, and certainly putting a finger into water? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Tana Kula Kulak Tani. The Tana who compared Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur in the first Braisa is also the same Tana who compared Tisha B'Av and the Tanit Sibur in the second Braisa. And his goal in both Braises was to show in which way Tisha B'Av was more lenient than the other two fast days. He didn't intend to make a full comparison between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur and Tanit Sibur, and therefore he can't make any summarization of what Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are equal or not equal in all halachas. And what is the Tana teaching us? What the Tana is teaching us that Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av is less stringent than Yom Kippur regarding Sveikoi, which we explained meant Kfir the Yarcha, and that Tisha B'Av is less stringent than a Tana Tzibur regarding work, that a Tana Tzibur you can't work, and a Tisha B'Av you may work. But regarding all other halachas, they aren't necessarily being compared. And it could be that although in one braisa we compared Tisha B'Av to Tanit Sibur, that wasn't regarding the dinim, the rules of washing. Rather, Tisha B'Av will be usher to extend a finger, just like on Yom Kippur, you can't put even a finger into water for enjoyment. Says Tosfos, obviously Tisha B'Av can't be compared to a Tanit Sibur, because the Gemara just said that on a Tana Sibur one could wash with warm water, panav yada v'raglav. And a Tisha B'Av, one can't even use cold water. So certainly Tisha B'Av is not like a Tana Sibur. So the Brisker Rav explains that there are two aspects to Tisha B'Av. One aspect of Tisha B'Av is a Tainus. It's a fast day. And there's another aspect of Tisha B'Av that it's a Yom Avelis, a day of mourning for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Brisker Rav, our Gemara is not focusing on the Avelis aspect of Tisha B'Av. Of course there's an Avelis aspect of Tisha B'Av, and you can't wash your whole body even with cold water, any part of your body with cold water. You can't put your finger into water. That's because of Avelis. Our Gemara is focusing on the Tainus aspect of Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara is trying to understand, as far as Hilchus Tainus is concerned, what is Tisha B'Av more similar to? Is it more similar to Yom Kippur, or is it more similar to a Tainus Sibur? So we learned in the Mishnah, Talmid HaChachamim, in every place Talmid HaChachamim B'Talim should not do work on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, La'olam Yasa Adam Atzmei Talmid Chacham. A person should always act like he's a Talmid Chacham and not work on Tisha B'Av. L'memra, what does that mean? Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava La'chashin La'yura. We're not concerned that if a person not working, it'll seem that he's acting as if he's arrogant. Rabbanan, who say that only a Talmud Chacham shouldn't work, everybody else, if they're in a place where the minig is to work, they should work. We are concerned that he may appear arrogant. Ask the Gemara, we learned just the opposite in Masechta Brachos, because the Mishnah Masechta Brachos teaches us that Krishma, that we're obligated to say Krishma twice a day, requires Kavana, concentration. Therefore says the Mishnah that a chassan who is preoccupied with getting married should not say Krishma until he does Bilas Mitzvah, unless it's after 3 days from the wedding. But the Mishnah says, chassan, im yitz likras Krishma, Laila Rishon, if he wants to say Krishma the first night, he feels he could adequately concentrate, kari he may. Not everyone who wishes to say what Krishma may. So what do we see? That in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, everybody can act like a Talmud Chacham if they want to. And there Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't. So we have a stira. So the Tzlach asks that it's interesting to note, in our Mishnah, the sheet of the Chachamim who say that only Talmid Chachamim should not work on Tisha B'Av is mentioned first, and then Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita that says that everybody can act like a Talmud Chacham is mentioned. Yet in our Gemara, when it's analyzing the Mishnah, the Gemara first mentions Shita of Shimon Gamliel, and only afterwards does it mention the Shita of the Chachamim, reverse of the order of our Mishnah. So he answers two terutzim. One terutz is the question and the contradiction between Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah and Rav Shimon Gamliel in Masechet Brachos is much more obvious versus the contradiction between the Chachamim. Because one could answer that the Chachamim of our Mishnah Masechet Pesachim are not the same Chachamim as the Mishnah Masechet Brachos. But Rav Shimon Gamliel is certainly the same Rav Shimon Gamliel in Masechet Brachos and in Masechet Pesachim. So that's why the question of Rav Shimon Gamliel is a much stronger question. Another answer he gives is as follows. The Chachamim in our Mishnah just speak about a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham shouldn't work. They don't make comments, should you act like a Talmud Chacham? Shouldn't you act like a Talmud Chacham? And the same in Masechet Brachos. The Chacham say, Chosim Yoritzel Likras Krishma Lala Risha Kairi. Chosim, if he wants to say Krishma, he can. But he doesn't, the Chacham don't say any comment, can you act, who you are, what you are. Rav Shimon Gamliel not just says a din, he gives an added commentary. In our Mishnah, he adds the words, La'olam yasa adam after Talmud Chacham. A person should always act like a Talmud Chacham. And there, Rav Shimon Gamliel also gives a commentary. But as the Gemara explains the Tzlach, these two comments Rav Shimon Gamliel make are exactly opposite of each other. Here he says everybody can act like a Talmud Chacham, and there he says you can't. That's why the question of Shimon Gamliel is a lot stronger, and that's why the Gemara focuses more on Shimon Gamliel than on the Chachamim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so in answer to this question, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechlefes Hashita. We have to reverse the Shitas, and Tosfos Yontov says that in the Mishnah Masechet Brachos, we should reverse and say Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a Chosin can't say Krishma, and the Chachamim say he can't. Rav Sheshbered, Rav Ido Amar Loi Tepach. There's no need to make any reversals of the Mishnais. The Rabbanan and Rabbanan Loi Kasha. There's no question between the Rabbanan. Hocha, Kivin Dekula Alma Avdi Melacha. In our Mishnah, if we're in a place where the minig is to do Melacha on Tisha B'Av, and everybody's doing work, V'yu Loi of it, and then he doesn't work, Mechsi Kiyara, it looks like he's arrogant. I don't work, everybody else does. Aval Hossa, in Masechet Brachos, Kivin Dekula Alma Kari, everybody's saying Krishma. And he Vyunami Kari, and he's also saying Krishma. Why Master Kiyura, that doesn't look arrogant. He's acting like everybody else. And acting like everybody else is the sheet of the Chachamim. Asks the Dvar Shmuel that in the beginning of our parak we learned that if somebody comes from a place where they don't work on Erev Pesach, and he comes to a place where they do work, so the Mara says, the Mishnah says you shouldn't work. And there is no concern that he looks different. Because, we'll say that he doesn't have a job. Ask the Dvar Shmuel. We're learning now that the Chachamim Shita is that we always should do what everybody else does. If everybody's working on Tisha B'Av, you work on Tisha B'Av. If everybody's saying Krishma, you say Krishma. So why, if you come from a place where they don't work in Erev Pesach, teaches us the Mishnah that you can work, don't the Chacham hold that you should always do what everybody else does? So the Birkas of Ram says a beautiful teretz. In the beginning, in the Mishnah, the beginning of our parak, where everybody is working and you're not working, and the reason you're not working is because you have such a minig, because you come from a city where there's such a minig. In order to uphold the minig, the Chacham hold, you can be different. However, in our Mishnah, you're not upholding a minig. In the Mishnah Masechet Brachos, you're not upholding a minig. And therefore the Chacham say, if it's not for the purpose of upholding a minig, don't be different. The Shimon Gamliel, like Kasha, Hossam, who would be in Kavana, by Krishma, where Kavana is required, Vanan Sadi Dloy Matsu Kavuni Dante, and we know that a person who's a Hossam can't have proper concentration. Master Kiyura, he feels he can't have concentration, and he says Krishma, looks like he's acting arrogant. Avahacha, and our Mishnah, by not working, Loy Master Kiyura, it doesn't look that he's acting arrogantly by not working. Ami will say, Malachu Delasle, he doesn't have any job to do. Pukhazi, comment about Lanik Bishuka. Aren't there many people now working, unfortunately unemployed, and they will not attribute it because he acts arrogantly? The halacha by Krishma is that in nowadays a chassan does say Krishma, and the reason is because the Mishnah Berurah explains, since we don't have the proper kavana anyway, even when we're not chassanim, it would, if anything, appear arrogant to say I'm not saying Krishma when I'm a chassan, which would seem to indicate that normally I do have kavana. Unfortunately, we don't necessarily have kavana at any time. Says the Mishnah. The Chachamim Omer, our Mishnah goes back to discussing working on Erev Pesach. Yehuda they used to work on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, but Golol Oysim Kol Iker, and in Golol they didn't do any malacha in Erev Pesach. There's a machloikis how to understand our Mishnah. Some say that our Mishnah, some of Farshim explain that our Mishnah is a continuation of the first Mishnah in the of the Masechta, where the Mishnah taught us working on Erev Pesach depends on Minig, and our Mishnah telling us what the Minig in Yehuda and what the Minig in Golol was. However, other Mefarshim, that's how the Barat Nura and the Pnei Yeshua learn. The first Mahalach is the Rambam's Mahalach, but this approach is the approach of Barat Nura Pnei Yeshua, said our Mishnah is not a continuation of the previous Mishnah, rather our Mishnah is saying that a new issue that in Yehuda they felt working on Erev Pesach was mutter, Apidin, not nothing to do with a minig, and the goal they held that working on Erev Pesach was Asur Apidin. And it's not a continuation of the first Mishnah at all. There are proofs both ways. One proof is because the Mishnah starts with the word Vichachamim, the Vav seems to be a continuation from the first Mishnah. On the other hand, the proof that it's not a continuation is because we found all these other subjects that were mentioned in our Perek in between. Interrupting. If it's a continuation, shouldn't have this been immediately mentioned right after the first Mishnah? And the next proof that our Mishnah is talking out Pidin, not just a minig, because the Mishnah says Halayla. What about working the night before Erev Pesach, the night of Yudal Nisan? Beshama say you may not work on that night. Or Beshila Matirim, the Nights of Chama, Beshila say that you could work until the nights, not after. And then stop working where work is prohibited on Erev Pesach. So it's a proof because it says Matirim and Oisrim that the Mishnah is talking about Heter V'Isser, as the Gemara will show that in a moment. The Mefarshim point out, the Rishash, that if our Mishnah holds that working is also on Erev Pesach, in Golol at least, how could Beis Hillel say that you only have to stop at the nights? Don't we know that the day begins by Dalois? So why, according to Beis Hillel, does it start here by the Nates? So the Rishash explains. The reason, as we explained at the beginning of the Perek, you're not allowed to work on Erev Pesach, is because since there are so many different mitzvahs to do, we're concerned if somebody will go to work, he won't accomplish all the mitzvahs, B'dikas Chametz, and Bir Chametz, and Karban Pesach, that he has to do. However, in those days they began their work day at the Nates. Says the Rishash, at the Nates, when a person normally goes to his job, that's when Beis Hillel says, Erev Pesach, don't go to your job. Erev Pesach, do the mitzvahs. But before the Nates, which isn't the time that people go to their job anyway, there's no need for the Mishnah to say, according to Beis Hillel, that you're not allowed to work. Says the Gemara, Mikara Tanim and Haga. At the beginning of our parak, we learned that the issue of working or not working in Erev Pesach depends on custom. Upsaif Tanei Sura. Our Mishnah clearly mentions an Isser, because as the Mefarshim explained, even according to the Rambam, that says that the first part of our Mishnah is discussing a minig, the second part of our Mishnah, where it says Beishamai Oisrim or Beishelam Atirim, clearly indicates that it's not just an issue of minig, it's an issue of Issa Veheter. Amrap Yoichan Loi Kasha. Ha Meya. The first Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rameya. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah, the Shita of Yehuda. The Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda Oisim Malacha Ba'avi Pesach Ma'achatzais. And Yehuda, they used to work on Erev Pesach until Chatzais. Or begala in an oisim kol ikar, and in begala they didn't work in Erev Pesach at all. Amalei Rameis, Rameis says to Yehuda, "Magra Yehuda v'galul kan. What are you mentioning Yehuda v'galul? El makum shenag galasas malacha oisim. Where does a malacha to do work on Erev Pesach? You're allowed to. Makum shenag shalal galasas, and a place where there's a minig not to work ain't oisim." It says the Gemara, "Mid kam Rameim and Haga." Since we've seen the Rameis saying that the issue of working or not working in Erev Pesach is an issue of custom, and that's how he is challenging Rabbi Yehuda. Mechlad, Rabbi Yehuda is surukama. What's he saying to Rabbi Yehuda? You hold that the issue of working on Erev Pesach is an issue of Issa v'heter, and I hold it's not an issue of Issa v'heter, it's an issue of minig. So our Mishnah, which seems to indicate that's an issue of Issa v'heter, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The first Mishnah of the Perek, which seems to indicate it's an issue of minig, is according to Rameya. Ask the Gemara, for Savar of Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Rabbi Asa Mutav Asis Malacha, that one could work on Erev Pesach? For Tanya, we'll learn the Braisa seemingly differently. But before we learn the Braisa, some introduction is needed. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing on the second day of Pesach, Tez Zayin Nissen, a carbon oimer was offered. The purpose of that carbon oimer was that from then on, the chodesh, the new crop, was allowed to be eaten. So, the halacha is that any grain that was growing before that, on Tez Zayin Nissen, you're allowed to eat the new grain. Any grain that wasn't in existence by Tez Zayin Nissen may not be eaten until next year, Tez Zayin Nissen. Our Bryce that we're going to learn now discusses the situation where somebody was working in his field and one ear of grain came out. And he's working in his field right before Pesach. And the question, as we will learn in a moment in the Bryce up, is if he replants it, will it be considered that it's already there from before Tez Zayin Nissen and therefore he could eat it with all the new grain or all the grain that he could eat from after bringing the carbon oimer, or is it considered that it wasn't planted and it wasn't in place by Tez Zayin Nissen and it'll have to wait for next year? And as the Tzlach explains, our Mishnah is specifically, our Braisa is specifically speaking about a person working with one ear of grain. He's not working with a whole field, because as we're going to learn, there's an issue by when it takes root or not. So says the Tzlach, by one ear of grain, we have a concern. Because if the whole field will be permitted to be eaten from after the carbon oimer is brought, and this one ear of grain will be different, so therefore we could come to make a mistake and eat that ear of grain. However, says the Tzlach, if you had a whole field that you were working with and didn't take root before Tez Zayin Nissen, and therefore is not permitted through the carbon oimer of this year's Tez Zayin Nissen, and you have to wait for next year's Tez Zayin Nissen, certainly we would know that this entire field we have to stay away from, and the issue discussed in the Braisa would not be relevant. Ask the Miches Chinuch, if we're talking about one ear of grain, that's in an entire field that's going to be permitted this year on Tez Zayin Nissen's carbon oimer, so why don't we say bittel, that this one ear of grain should become nullified in the rest of the field? Answers the Miches Chinuch, bittel is passable when you have something usher that falls into something that's mutter. And then if you have the shiurim, as we learned and Willamitz Hashem learned, when bittel is passable or not. Here, when we're replanting this ear of grain, it's before the carbon ayim was brought. The entire field at this time is Asr. If the entire field is Asr, we want to make Bittl between Isr to Isr. Bittl between Isr to Isr is impassable. So says the Braiser, Yehuda Aymer, Hamnach b'shloish Asr. Somebody is weeding a field on the 13th day of Nisan, v'nekr b'yaday, and one ear of grain becomes uprooted. Shoyslam makmatit, he can replant it in moist earth, because it will get it will take root again before Tezai Nisan, and therefore become permitted with everything else in the field when we bring the carbon oimer on Tezai Nisan. V'ain shoyslam makam agarit, but you can't plant it, replant it in a hard ground, because it won't take root in time. But what does the Braisa say? B'shloisha asr in, strictly on the 13th day of Nisan, may one do this. Ba'ab asr loy, but not on the 14th day in Erev Pesach. Michti. Now let's understand this. Shemin alei Rabbi Yehuda, we know Rabbi Yehuda, the Amid that holds, kol ha'kova, shena koletis l'shloisha yamim, any graft that won't take hold, that doesn't take hold with 3 days, shuvena koletis, will not take hold anyway. If you're going to hold Arba Asr Mutar B'Asiyas Melacha, that you're allowed to work on Erev Pesach, Lamali Shloish Asr, why is the last date that the Braisa says that you're allowed to do this replanting? It's 13 days in Nisan, Vika. Why can't you do replanting on Arbesa on the 14th day of Nisan, and you'll have Arbesa Chamesis Tezvav Nisan, or Mixer Shitzer, and then part of the 16th day, and we say Mixer Sayyam Kikloi, part of the day, and Halach is considered like the whole day, and you'll have the 3 days to take root. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda only allows us to do it on the 13th, not on the 14th, it must be because he holds that you're not allowed to work on Erev Pesach. Isn't this different from what Rabbi Yehuda said, that Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Yehuda, you're allowed to work even Erev Pesach? Amarava begol shana. Our Mishnah, in this Braisa, is talking about Golo. And therefore, in Golo, everybody agrees you're not allowed to work on Erev Pesach. Ask the Gemara Vika Laila. But even in Golo, yes, you can't work on Erev Pesach. You can't replant it in Erev Pesach. But because they have the midig of not to work. But what about the night before? Amrav Sheshes Kibbe Shammai. He's saying like Kibbe Shammai, who says that where there's a midig not to work in Erev Pesach, not only on the day of Erev Pesach is it prohibited to work, even the night before. And like the Rishonim explain, even though Rabbi Yehuda certainly doesn't paskin like Kibbe Shammai, he's trying to establish the Braisa that it should be according to everyone. And since Beis Shammai says you can't work in Erev Pesach by night, he's saying our 13th, according to everybody, is certainly allowed to work. Rav Ashi Yama, Lailan Kabei Silu. Rav Yehuda will agree like Beis Silu. He's not going to explain a braisa like Beis Shammai. However, why doesn't he say the night? People usually don't weed and replant by night, so we don't want to explain the braisa about something which is not likely to be the situation. Rav Yama, Lailan Kabei Yehuda. Our Mishnah is talking about Yehuda. If it's talking about Yehuda, so why are you not allowed to do it on Erev Pesach? Or by Shrosha, here we're talking about taking root. We say the concept that part of a day is like a whole day only once, not twice. Because if we're going to replant on Erev Pesach during the day, so we don't have all of Yudal Nisan. And the carbon oimer was brought in the middle of the day of Tezai Nisan. So how will we have the 3 days here? Part of Yudalit, all of Tezvav, and part of Tezai. That means we're going to have to rely on Mixas Yerke Kulay twice. We don't say it twice. So explain the Mefarshim, the Shar Mitzvah of Halacha explains the Gemara this way. Mixas Yerke Kulay is a halachic concept, but it's also a concept, a physical concept. So when it's a halachic concept, we could say Mixas Yom Kikuloi twice. And he says we actually do. By Avelis, Rachman Utslan. If somebody sits down Shiva, doesn't necessarily sit down at the beginning of the day, even if he sits part of the first day, that's already considered day one. And then on day seven, even part of the day is already considered day seven. So we say in a halachic issue, Mixas Yom Kikuloi twice. But here we're talking about a physical issue. How long does it take for this ear that's replanted to take root. We could only say it once. We can't say it both at the beginning and at the end. Says the Mishnah, Remeya Omer, Kam Malacha Shehizkel Bakodim La Ba'asa, any Malacha that was done before Erev Pesach, Gomer Ba'asa, may be completed on Ba'asa. Avalo Yaskba Betchila Ba'asa, you should not begin new Malacha on Erev Pesach. Apishiyachal Gomroi, even if he has enough time to finish it. So the Machloikis, how to understand Remeya Shita. Some Rishonim explain, the Ramei is discussing a makam shenagu lasis malacha, in a place where it is accustomed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. And Ramei is saying that even in the place where it is a minig to work on Erev Pesach, these qualifications that we will learn in the Gemara and the Mishnah apply. Other Rishonim learned that Ramei is talking about a makam shenagu shloi lasis malacha, in a place where it is a minig not to work. Which means like this. In a place where it is a minig to work, work regular. Ramei is teaching us a kula, that even in a place where you're not allowed to work, even in a place where you're not allowed to work, only certain things may not be done, but these things may be done. Three types of jobs may be done in Erev Pesach Chatzos. Ve'elhen ha'chayotim are tailors, ve'saparim are barbers, ve'kaisim are cleaners. Also shoemakers. So as we're going to learn now in the Gemara has three different ways of understanding what Remeya said. The Tzarech HaMoyotanan, when Remeya says that work can be completed, does he mean if it's necessary for Yontif? Avshaloy Tzarech HaMoyot, if it's not necessary to be done for Yontif, afilu nigma namiloy, then you can't even finish a job. Which would mean Rabbi Meir is teaching us two chumras. Number one, that the only thing that could ever be attempted to be done is something that's l'tzarech hamoed, l'tzarech yontif, and even that only for the purpose of finishing a job, but not beginning a job. Oy dilma, or perhaps Shatter Meir is shloi l'tzarech hamoed tnan. It's Meir is talking about things that are not being done l'tzarech yontif. If what you're doing is needed for Yontif, then as chuli maschlinin, you could even begin a new job. A dilma, or perhaps pshat Rameya, is bein letzarech hamoyed, bein shloi letzarech hamoyed, whether it's necessary what you're doing for Yontif, or whether what you're doing is not needed for Yontif. Migmar in, you could always complete as chuli loy, but you can't begin. Tashma, so the Gemara attempts to bring an answer to this shaila from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Avil lo yask b'tchil baba osur." You can't begin a job on Erev Pesach. Afilu tzitzel cotton, a small belt. Afilu sifcha katana, a small hairnet. My afilu. What does the brisa seem to mean when it says afilu? Lav afilu. Doesn't the brisa mean even these things? The tzarech hamoed that they're for the need of Yontif, migmar in, only completing a job is permitted, but you can't begin a job. Mechlal, the shloi l'tzarech, if it's not needed for Yontif, migmar namilagamrinin, you can't even complete a job. And this would be a proof that the first approach that we attempted to understand Rameya, that's l'chumra, is the right approach. Loi, says the Gemara, loi l'm the shloi l'tzarech, migmar namilagamrinin. Perhaps, even if it's not necessary for Yontif, if all that's involved is completing a job, it's permitted. So my afilu, what does the brisa mean with the words afilu? The afilu means like this, afilu hani nami, even these jobs, the zitri ninu, which they're very small, the salkadat chamina, which I might think, has chalosim zorgimam lachtim, the beginning and the end are all the same. There's no beginning and end when you're making a hairnet, or you're making a small bet, belt, it's all really one. So I would think that these things you're allowed to begin because the beginning is like the ending of any other job. If you're starting, you're not allowed to start ever. But we don't have a proof that if you're ending, even though it's not l'tzarech hamoed, that it's awesome. Toshma, so another proof. Remei oima, kol melacha shi l'tzarech hamoed, any melacha that's for yontif, goyim reba abba asr, may be completed in Erev Pesach. Emesai, when is this the case? Bezman shishcha b'kadim arba asur. If you began working on this before Erev Pesach. Avloi hishcha b'kadim arba asur. If you didn't begin working on this before Erev Pesach. Lo yoshcha b'arba asur. Don't begin on Erev Pesach. Afil tzitzel katan, even if it's a small belt. Afil tzitzel katana, even if it's a small hairnut. And what does it say here? Let's tzarech hamayit in. Strictly if you need it for yontif. Shloi tzarech hamayit loi. But if you don't need it for yontif, it's asur. So we see again, a proof to the first approach that's lechumra. Says the Gemara, Huadin, the fil is shloil tzorich nami gemrinin. That if it's not needed for yontif, you could even complete the job. And what's this brisa then teaching us? The fil is tzorich hamoid, even though you need something for yontif, strictly migmar in, you could only complete the job as chuli loy, but don't begin a job. Tashma, so Gemara attempts another proof. Remei oimer, any work which is for yontif can be finished on Erev Pesach. If it's not for yontif, it's asur. You're allowed to do work on Erev Pesach until chatzos, but makom shenagu where there's a minig to work on Erev Pesach. What do we see? Makom shenagu in strictly in a place where they allow work on Erev Pesach. Could somebody finish a job? Loi nagu loi. But in a place where they do not work on Erev Pesach, you can't finish a job. And furthermore, shmamina, letzar chamoid in, strictly, if it's letzar chamoid, that can be done. Shloi letzar chamoid, if it's not needed for yontif, loi it's asur. Shmamina. So we see from this brisa that the first of the three approaches and understanding Ramei is correct. And Ramea holds that you're only allowed to work on Erev Pesach if you have two conditions. Number one, it has to be Letzarech Hamoed, and also only if you're completing a job, not beginning a job. The Chacham say three different jobs can be done Erev Pesach. Tana, so Tana explained in the Braisa. Chayotim, tailors, according to Rabbanan, allowed to work on Erev Pesach. She can hedge it. Since not a professional tailor is even a chalmoid allowed to sew, so therefore a professional may sew even on Erev Pesach. Hasafarim vakavsim, barbers and cleaners, according to Chachamim, may work on Erev Pesach. Shekein abam medina sayom, since if somebody comes from overseas, or ayotim beis asurim, if he leaves jail, the halach is mesaprim or mechaps mechol shemoid, allowed to take haircuts or allowed to wash the clothing in cholamoid. And if on cholamoid, which is more stringent, they're allowed to wash, certainly on Erev Pesach they may. Yosef Yehuda Omer, afar etzonim. Even shoemakers can make shoes on Erev Pesach. She can oil regalim esnaknim menleim mechol shemoid. Because the oil regalim, people who went up to Yerushalayim on Yontif, were allowed to fix their shoes on Cholamoid. So since they were allowed to fix their shoes on Cholamoid, you can make shoes on Erev Pesach according to Yosef Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, who did not mention shoemakers in the Mishnah, obviously they hold that you're not allowed, shoemakers may not make shoes on Erev Pesach. What's the machloikis? What's the basis of the machloikis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Answers the Gemara, Masavar, Rabbi Yosef holds, Lemeidim Tchilus Melacha Mesayf Melacha. We can learn the halacha of beginning to manufacture shoes on Erev Pesach from the fact that you could fix shoes on Cholamoid. The Masav and the Rabbanan hold, Eilam Eidim Tchilas Melacha, Mesayf Melacha. We can't learn the halacha of beginning to manufacture shoes on Erev Pesach from the fact that you're allowed to fix shoes on Cholamoid. Because fixing and manufacturing are not the same. Says Tosfos, from here it seems that the only people who may have their shoes repaired on Chol HaMoed are Oile Regalim, people who went up to Yerushalayim to be Oile Regal. Anyone else would not be allowed to have their shoes fixed, which the Mefarshim find very difficult to understand, because as we know, the halach is that any dover of it, anything that is a situation where a person could have loss, maybe done chalamoid. So if a person's shoes are torn and he needs them fixed, why can't they be fixed on chalamoid? So the Maram says this is not considered a dover ovid, because you could always buy a new pair of shoes on Chol Hamoed, and then wear those, and after you have to fix the other shoes. The Matcha and other Rishonim disagree, and they say that there's no understanding why a person should have to go buy a new pair of shoes, and certainly shoes may be repaired even on Chol Hamoed. The Mishnah Berurah says that at Erev Pesach, everybody will agree that fixing a pair of shoes is permitted. Because the whole discussion here in our Gemara, says the Mishnah Berurah, is if we can learn manufacturing shoes on Erev Pesach from fixing shoes on Chol Hamoed. But fixing shoes on Erev Pesach is certainly mutter on Erev Pesach, and most Pesachim will hold that if you don't have another pair of shoes, you can have them also fixed on Chol Hamoed. Also, most Pesachim hold that polishing shoes is certainly mutter on Chol Hamoed, because certainly in a case where you polished your shoes before Yontif and they got dirty on Yontif, and now you want to polish them for Chol Hamoed or for the second day's Yontif, that's something that you couldn't have done before Yontif. It's certainly a dover ovid that to walk with dirty shoes, and polishing shoes is mutar on Chol Hamoed.